And how about a patio? Does the patio have a roof on it?
Not supposed to. I don't think it's supposed to.
If this were open, you might ask someone to...
Close it.
Okay. Would you ever say anything besides close it?
Go ahead.
Would you ever use another word besides close?
Shut.
Barret.
Okay. Horizontal overlapping boards on the outside of a house for protective coverage?
Eaves.
Well, if the house is... finished all the way around with these boards?
Clapboards.
Uh-huh. Are clapboards the same as weatherboards?
I would say they are.
Okay. If we're talking about the word drive, I would say today I will get in the car and what, to town? Talk about the word drive. Today I will get in the car and
drive.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday I
drove.
And many times I have
driven.
Okay. I know this must seem silly, but you'd be amazed at all the different forms that people have for these verbs.
Well, I reckon most of the people you ask get them right.
Well, it's just different forms and different pronunciations too. It's really amazing. The top covering of a house
is a roof.
Uh-huh. And every house has pipes to drain off the rain, and those are called
gutters.
Mm-hmm. What are the? If a house has many gables on the top, what do you call the low places between the peaks?
Yeah.
Are that?
Dormers?
Well, you know, on a roof, you might have something like this. It's a rough finish. It goes up and down, up and down. Okay.
What is it?
I don't know. Some people call it the valleys.
I said valley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear
I
you.
Said valley.
Okay. Before bathrooms were put into houses, there were separate buildings called...
toilets. No, they were called privies, really. Uh-huh. Is that what you want me to say? I hate that word.
Did you ever call them just outhouses? Or?
Yes, but I think that the name that you find in a dictionary would be that awful word that people don't use in United Society.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, yesterday I...
could.
And as a matter of fact, many times I have
heard.
Okay. If I say, did you hear it, you might say, no, I
did not hear.
Uh-huh. And if I say, have you heard it, you might say, no, I
have not heard.
Uh-huh. Or... all right, if I'm emphasizing the fact, did you hear it, you might say, no, I haven't.
Heard. I haven't heard.
Uh-huh. And if I'm emphasizing the idea of did you?
Yes, did I have. You? Past participle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're interested, if I want to know about whether or not you've heard it.
You say, I have heard.
I have. Okay, you might answer, no, I haven't heard it.
Yes, but I have heard it. I heard it, but I have heard it.
Okay. When a person gets married, one of the things he says is, the minister asks him questions. When a person gets married, the minister asks questions, and the person says,
I do.